Hello and welcome to Roll Bravely, a live play Pathfinder 2nd Edition podcast, where five friends bravely roll dice, battle imaginary monsters, and solve pretend problems. I am your game master, Charles Reno. Before we get started, let's introduce the table.
Hey everybody, my name's Kenny. I play Amaris, a Nephilim ranger.
Hey everybody, my name's Zach, and I play Taldir, a Nephilim champion liberator.
What's up? I'm Sammy. I play Taz, who is a goblin alchemist.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I play Wesley Nixon. She's an elf Damphir investigator. No fun facts this week. I forgot.
That's something we should like do. Maybe is we don't need more things.
Make Michelle come up with fun facts while the rest of us just listen.
Yeah,
don't have our own.
It's an entire bit just for Wesley. We get to know her a little bit more every week.
Fun fact, she is starting to dress with a little bit more color. She's wearing light gray now instead of just all black.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
She's coming out of her shell.
I feel like if we did every one of Charles's bit ideas, we'd become like a sketch comedy show instead of like a Pathfinder podcast.
That's
just
fun,
be
too.
Be like one bit into the next bit, into the next bit, into the next bit.
If it were up to Charles, we would be
like
running...
tabletop games are. You know?
Yeah. If it were up to Charles, we'd be running 19 different podcasts already, and this is, what, episode 4?
All at the same time, though. It's all from one recording.
Yeah. It's turned into a roast of me. All right, let's.
Just like every other week.
Just like every day of my life. So, kind of pick up where we left off last time. You all were in the house of Governor Victoria Crewe, who had tasked you with helping her in her investigation of some incidents which she believed might be related to your own experience with the, for lack of a better term, transforming dwarf. You had just left. Taz had canonically shit in the corner. And so now it's kind of up to you guys how you want to proceed, where you want to go next, what you want to do. She had mentioned, you know, Dr. Burton Onnell's involvement. She had also mentioned that she had heard rumors of events at a Ember mine site, and had pointed you in the direction of Ember headquarters. She had also mentioned that there was a similar, perhaps related event that had occurred at a bathhouse run by the Arcanum. But I'll let the table kind of pick up from there.
Is it like right after we leave her? So Taz is still drunk?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Taz is always
you kind of like, I assume there's like a carriage transporting you back to the inn. So if there's anything you'd like to do along the way, feel free. But yeah. If not.
What time is it? Like, I thought it was like nighttime at this point. Or
yeah,
is there nightlife going on? Is there?
Very late. I would say by the time you actually meet with Victoria Crewe, there are probably, where you're at, it's likely completely dead. The government quarter is relatively sparsely populated and obviously well-maintained and patrolled thoroughly. As you descend into the city and move back into Tarrytown, there's probably lingering social activity, but I'm guessing you're well after midnight at this point.
Okay. So, really, I think it is just a rest angle.
Yeah, I'm going to get Taz up to somewhere to sleep, throw him in bed, and try to turn in for the night.
Yeah. So when you return to the Blushing Goldfinch, see, there's still some activity. There are a few guards remaining, but mostly the mess, the events have been cleaned up. None of the patrons are downstairs. And when you enter, you're kind of approached by this youngish dwarf woman, deep red hair, kind of the color of like baked cherries, like when you cut into a cherry pie. And she's going to tell you apologies and thanks for what you did earlier. Apologies for the Kenwick boys, they're troublemakers, but don't think they mean any real harm, and thanks for dealing with whatever that creature was. When I saw it begin to move, I panicked. I barely have a memory of the thing. The sheriff believes it was some kind of were creature, but I've never seen anything like that myself. Anyway, this is for your trouble. And she's gonna hand over two lesser healing potions.
Okay.
Thank you. What's your name? Miss Dwarf. Is that a family name?
Yes. Gwyn is from the Clan. We atypical dwarven name structure, but it is what it is, you know.
Gwyn,
yes. Gwyn, first name Gwyn, last name Call me Miss if you'd like. People are always running around here.
Enchanté.
Enchanté. Unless anyone has any objections, I will take one of the healing potions.
Question, will a healing potion fix Taz or just night's rest?
No, just rest.
Night's rest. I'll hold on to the other one.
And maybe some like Advil. That's probably.
Yeah. Oh, Gwen, can I actually have like a pitcher of water and some bread?
Yes, Miss Shantae. Please, somebody fetch a pitcher of water and a loaf of bread. Miss Ashante needs it for something.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Amherst.
Yes.
Your cousin was by. Let him into your room upstairs. He mentioned you were waiting for him.
My cousin? Right.
Yes, short fella.
Right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Amaris just looks confused as hell. But he's going with it because maybe somebody here knows something I don't.
Our room, does it have a window?
Oh, yes. All of my rooms have many windows. Oh, here. Your water, Miss Shantae. That's... The loaf of bread, send it directly to the room.
Thank you. This is for Taz, so I'll just keep it with me. And then once he lays down, I'll just like... Yeah. I'll just leave it next to his bed. I want to pick up on the way that Amaris seemed really uncomfortable not knowing who that person was. So, Amaris, do you want me to go to the window?
Good luck,
and
man.
See if...
My face is like a stone wall. You can't see nothing. Yeah, go for it.
I'm an investigator. Can I investigate him?
Yeah.
What do I roll for?
Go ahead and...
Perception?
Probably perception.
You're a detective. Your detect. Best, yeah.
Detect.
Rats. 8 + 7... 15.
Damn.
Check out the fast math.
What's here? What? Yeah, don't start being good at stuff. Our whole shtick is we're terrible at this. What? So what is your... I believe it's a check against the perception DC, right? So that would be 10 plus whatever your perception bonus is.
My perception is 8, so 18. Is that one?
Okay. Yeah, that's how it works.
Better luck next time.
Wait. Yeah. I want to get real close. I want to get really close up to him. Like, face to face. And I'm like, all right. Checks out.
Just, yeah, that like... Okay. All right. So, we didn't really discuss it, but what are the sleeping arrangements? Who's... got rooms. I assume Taz and Amaris are probably bunked and everybody else has their own room, but that's kind of up to you.
I don't mind if we all share a room, to be honest. I'm used to sleeping on floors and in corners and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't think Taldir would be like, I'm not going to share a room with people.
Well, he's so spoiled from his life as a what slave.
Yeah. I can't sleep with the common folk.
Common.
Yeah, I guess that's true. This party is fucking anything but common.
So you guys are just going up to your room then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the first watch.
Okay.
Do we need
to should be safe in here though, right?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
Actually, oh shit. Can I? Oh,
yeah, there's a.
Let's go up to the room, see who the fuck is in there. Forgot about my cousin.
Oh. So you guys ascend the stairs, head to your room, and when you open the door, there are two beds, a cot, a desk, probably an armoire of some kind, and against the far wall, a window. Kind of leaning against the window is a young boy, maybe, close in age to Amherst, maybe a year younger. Sort of pale with kind of a shaggy blonde hair. He kind of looks like a newsboy almost. He's got kind of like a wool coat and like a little wool hat. And he's just going to be like, "Hey, I was waiting for you guys to get back."
"Hey, long time no see."
"Who are you?"
"I don't think we've ever met. My name is Chaucer. I work for the governor. I'm her. I don't have an official title, but you could maybe call me her master of spies. She wanted me to help you a little bit. See if you needed some information. Thought now would be the best time to talk to you while everything was fresh."
"Yeah, I mean, we can always use information."
Can I roll perception and make sure that she is who she says she is? She's not here to spy on us.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a perception check.
That's actually a really good idea. I'm going to get in on that, too.
17. I'm going to retire this dice.
I think while they're thinking, wondering whether to trust him, I'm still wondering, like, do I know this guy?
Are they my cousin?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I get that he's working for the governor, but do I know this guy? Am I related to him? I'm going to roll to see if I recognize him.
Okay, yeah.
That is a 5.
Do they look anything alike?
It's a 13.
I mean,
13 total.
Not really. I imagine, yeah, you look at him and it's just like, I don't know, like, is that my cousin? Did we take a cooking class together at the Y once? I can't. putting you somewhere. Yeah, so you get 17 on your perception check?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, and then I think, Zach, you were going to roll one as well?
Yeah, I don't notice anything.
Back in action.
He's back, baby.
And I assume Taz is just continuing to perceive his own drunkenness.
I'm snoring. I'm snoring, leaning against Amorous.
Little goblin fart pops out.
I was standing right next to him when I feel like he's like hunched or he's like thrown over his shoulder. And I'm just standing right there.
It's like, why does it smell like old lamb? Where did he get old lamb? yeah. So he's going to just, Amorous, kind of notice you sizing him up and be like, don't worry. I just went with an easy story to get in. Miss Um's great, but she's not bright.
I know that.
Oh, good for you. Anyway, now if you have some idea of how you think you're going to approach this, I'll try to help you however I think I might be able to.
Why don't you just give us all the information you have on all of the things the governor wants us to do? And then, based on that information, we'll make a decision on how to best proceed.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make a career giving things away, but it does sound like a reasonable solution. So, we can start with the location of the mine. I haven't been able to ascertain it, though I have tried. Ember jealously guards the secrets of their mine zoning. In fact, if you do decide to infiltrate their facility and gather that information, I could offer you a reward to bring copies of it back with you. Undoubtedly, they'll recode everything, but I can learn a lot in a short amount of time with that kind of information. And as for the bathhouse, well, I sort of have the, I guess you could call him the night janitor. I guess you could call it on my payroll. So you won't have trouble getting in there, although I don't know how much useful information you'll get. The Arcanum is very quiet and does a respectable job of containing their own secrets.
So would it be best for us to get in with the Arcanum?
Well, I guess it's really up to you and your own skill set, but I mean, one is easier than the other, and one is likely more productive than the other.
Who is Ember? I mean,
what? You said you don't know the location of the mine, and that, like, it's a close guarded secret, but, like, how would we go about finding it? Like, what's a... Do you have any leads on who might know where the location of the mine is? Like, where would we infiltrate to find said mine?
I forget. You're new in town. As for who Ember is, it's a dwarven company run by the Rune Thanes. It stands for excavation, mining, something, something, something. I can't keep all the details in my head, but I'm sure someone will be able to give them to you.
I'm going to just smack Taz, even though he's passed out, and be like, see, I told you.
I'm going to go back to sleep.
As for how you can find that information, well, I'm sure there are a number of ways, but the most direct would simply be to break into their corporate headquarters and abscond with the documentation. Or at least make some kind of copy.
Do you have any idea about, like, weaknesses in their headquarters? Like, I assume you've done your research and reconnaissance on them at this point, considering how interested you seem to be in the location of their mines.
Yeah. I've been a few times. I can help get you in the building, but I don't have a lot from there.
Alright. Well, let us confer amongst ourselves, and how can we contact you tomorrow?
How about I meet you for breakfast?
That works for us.
Great. Good night, everyone. I hope you can sleep after the events.
I'm gonna, like, wave all happily.
Okay, I guess I'll just leave.
I'll go to shake. Is it a dude?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go to shake his hand, but I want my eyes to be black and my fangs out.
He's gonna take your hand and he's gonna look at your eyes and he's gonna smile and say, "So it's true. When you talk to your mother, tell her that the Scythe of the Night says hello." And then he's going to kind of, like, walk from the room.
As he's walking past Aldira, I try to trip him.
I push him over his foot.
He turns into a giant demon!
Wait, did he say the Scythe of the Night?
Scythe of the Night.
Scythe of the Night. That's, like, creepy.
That's a tight-ass nickname.
That is.
Yeah. I'm going to kill him and steal it.
I want that nickname.
So, with that said, Does just anybody have any preference on what we do? We've got Dr. Bertinonel, or we can just fucking big dick swang and hit this Ember headquarters. Or presumably we can go to the bathhouse, but it may not be particularly useful information at the bathhouse.
I feel like Dr. B might get us... could give us some information.
Also...
help.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
I kind of... well, like, talking out of game, I kind of have to go to him because I have to give him money.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is... I was just going to speak up for Taz and say, like, you know... well, I know Taz had to see Dr. B... and I mean, we have to go see him to take care of business. Great. And then we can do whatever else. Yeah.
So I'm just guessing here. Also, meta, but I'm guessing that Dr. Bertinonel is just gonna have like another, like, more information from us. That's not gonna, like, it's just gonna be like, go talk to him, get some more info or whatever. So I mean, I guess we could wait until after we have that information to decide if we want to do Ember or Arcanum. But assuming it is just like more information, do we have a preference for Ember or bathhouse? Just because I'm thinking if we're gonna see Chaucer tomorrow morning at breakfast, we should tell him, like, oh, meet us at Ember tonight, and then we can, like, go see Dr. Bertinonel during the day, go to Ember at night or something like that.
I vote for the bathhouse.
Yeah, I think the bathhouse might be easier.
It's just more fun.
All right, bathhouse yeah. It is.
All right, I was thinking mine, but all right.
Fight people.
Bathhouse.
Yeah, I feel like
that. But we don't know. We don't know where the mine is, though. That's the thing.
I'm gonna sniff my pits.
Yeah, but we know where the
pits.
Headquarters is, and we so like in order to find the mine, we have to go to the headquarters, is what it sounds like, and like infiltrate the headquarters. And so, I mean, at least my perspective, it feels like the headquarters and the mine is like the actual, like, important meat and potatoes of the adventure.
Yeah,
and the
but
bathhouse
if we're gonna,
is like a little side quest, but
if we're gonna infiltrate. I mean, side quest XP, you know? But if we're going to infiltrate, we need way more prep and info than to just go immediately. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
But that's, you know, that's Chaucer. That's his... that he can potentially give us more information or whatever. But also, I just want to say, for a master of spies, the two biggest, seemingly, like, biggest, you know, entities that you would want to spy on in his city, and he knows nothing about them.
That should make us shake in our boots.
I don't really know about the Ember Corporation.
With his finger on his lip? I don't know anything.
Well, I guess I could get you in, maybe, but I never really scouted it. I'm just the Scythe of the Night. What a fucking useless...
Well, you only know what he told you, and nobody did a perception check or anything on him for his information, so...
Everyone was just worried about if it was actually Amherst's cousin.
Look...
I did a perception, well, just
that's
to see
true.
It.
Just to see, yeah, but... No, I think, you got what you got. He seems...
You got what you got. Fuck
yeah,
you guys.
He seems untrustworthy, but...
By any metric, he's a bad master of spies, because either he doesn't know anything, or the governor for whom he works was like, hey, go give these guys information, they're here to help us. And he said, I don't think I will, actually. I think I'm just going to play my cards close to the vest, even though my boss told me not to.
Yeah, I mean, you're making it really hard not to share. There's kind of a lot going on.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Lot, yeah.
We'll
yeah,
figure you know it
what?
Out.
Fuck you, Zach. He's the spy master. He does what he does.
he's a spy master, and he came here to say, fuck you, do it yourself.
Just saying, the bar's not very high.
You think the CIA bats 1,000?
All right, so yeah, we'll sleep.
Okay. Oh.
Well, I will, just for 4 hours, but later.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would say for purposes of, like, keeping it moving, there's nothing that's going to happen, so unless you want to do something while the others are asleep, everybody's able to accomplish a night's rest.
Do I have a pen in my hand? Or do I have a pen so I could draw on Taz?
Yeah. Yeah, what are you going to draw?
A quill.
Yeah, just ink and quill over his body.
Never mind. I changed my mind.
As she backs away, because she sees Amorous fucking with darting eyes in the dark.
Just slowly like get back.
First, I love the image of all of you weirdos sharing one room. And then the 6'2" elf giggling to herself while everyone else is asleep, getting like the quill and ink and like, am I going to do it? Am I going to do it? No, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it. No. And then ultimately chicking out.
I like the idea that she was drawing on him with a quill and ink, which is basically just giving him like a stick and poke tattoo of a fucking penis on his forehead.
Well, change your mind about it.
Yeah.
All right, but if nothing else is going to happen, then we can pick it up in the morning. The sun is out. The morning is bright. The birds are chirping. What few birds are around. And unless you'd like to do something before you descend, when you arrive in the main room, you do see Chaucer sitting at a seat or in a seat at a large table, just like mounds of food all around him, like sausages, an assortment of like baked goods. There's like a cactus stew, just a bunch of stuff. And he's kind of like going at it like very casually.
Is he human?
Roll I guess perception? Maybe society? Maybe there's a society that makes sense here.
I mean, I can perception it.
Yeah.
Taz is already, like, when you guys come down, he's already at the table, like, eating with the guy. Just scarfing everything down.
Which is fantastic, because Taz doesn't even know you're meeting him.
Yeah. I'm just eating, seeing the food.
As I come down the stairs, I'm just kind of shooting Taz, look like, what the fuck? Couldn't even wake me up? And then as I approach the table, he'd be like, what the hell? You couldn't wake me up?
You guys are sleeping so, you know, soundly. I didn't want to wake you guys up.
Wesley's wearing a new gray shirt, so when she sits down at the table, she makes it like kind of like apparent, like for somebody to comment on her new shirt. She's down very awkwardly to show it off.
Just
like, every time she talks, she's like kind of bringing more attention to her shirt.
Are you okay?
I'm definitely going to look over and kind of like, I'm going to see the shirt, but I'm going to be like, why the fuck is she acting so weird? Without actually saying anything, but a whole lot was said with my face. I'm just like, do you need some more breakfast?
No.
Just imagining her like reaching across the table and being like, oh my god, my shirt sleeves almost got in the food. That's crazy. Can you pass that actually?
Brand new. I don't want to get a stain on it.
About Chaucer, by the way. Natural one, so.
Natural. I was waiting for it. Yeah, he just looks like a human teenager.
When I see the group,
such a little fucking shit.
When I see the group, I'll be like, it's free food. This guy just has free food here. And I'm just eating.
See, they kind of look up and just be like, I see your goblin friends a lot more lively in the morning. We've introduced ourselves. He's hungry. You see, he just kind of like takes some eggs and he's watching Taz eat, and as he like lifts the spoon to his mouth, he's just like and puts it back down.
I'll shoot Chaucer good morning and then proceed to serve myself and start eating.
And Taldir will give him a nod and then also get himself some food. And then he'll tell him, we need to go see Dr. Burton Arnold first. The governor mentioned he might also have some information for us. But after that, we'd like to pursue the bathhouse. Unless you've done your job overnight and have any additional information to share with regards to the Ember Corporation as the master of spies.
Well, I wouldn't want to show my whole hand, but yes, I do have some information for you that I think can be useful in your investigation. You know, in return, I would like you to get some information from me.
That can be arranged.
Wait, you guys met this guy last night?
Yeah. He's master of spies, supposedly.
Yeah, that's my cousin. That's my cousin Chaucer.
You didn't tell me you had a cousin?
I didn't know.
Distant family.
That makes sense. We're brothers.
Oh, I can see the family resemblance.
Nah.
Anyway, so the Ember Corporation is, its headquarters is here in Hope's Embrace. It's a relatively modest building, belying their inscrutable presence. I can show you a map if you'd like, or we can wait till you're done at the bathhouse and discuss it then. It's really up to you.
Yeah, let's just take care of the bathhouse first, and then we can meet up after. And if you can, through all your prowess, gather even a single shred of information on the Ember Corporation over the next day or so, that would be useful.
Can we just have the map now? Like, if you're gonna give it to us, like, eventually, like, you can just hand it, and Taz will put his hand out with, like, his saucy hands, or whatever. You just give me
like
the map.
Like covered in
now.
Syrup, like a child covered in syrup, just touching shit with your sticky
I'm not eating
hands.
With utensils, I'm just eating with my hands. So yeah, it's like, you can just give me the map, it's fine.
Jesus Christ. How do kids always end up with syrup just on their hands if it's part of the meal at all? Insane. Anyways, continue.
Sorry. I didn't even put syrup on my plate. I don't know.
There's literally nothing sticky at breakfast, and somehow it's like everything here is dry. Yeah, you see him, like, when you say that, he kind of goes for his satchel and, like, pulls out what looks to be like a rolled up map. And as he's looking at you, he's like,
Taldir will reach out and take the map from him.
Yeah, he'll hand it over to you and just be like, it's a difficult organization to infiltrate. If you'd like any sort of information about it, I may be able to help you on that front. But in terms of what security measures or obstacles you might face inside once you've infiltrated it, I unfortunately do not have a lot. We are relatively unsuccessful in inserting spies into their ranks. It's something of a family organization.
Surely you've tried, though. Like, you've tried to infiltrate it. Like, what have you learned from your failed attempts that, like, makes the governor think we have a better chance at it?
Well, I wouldn't say I've tried, but a fair number of headless dwarves have, and let me tell you, spying works a lot better when your head is still on your shoulders. That is something I have learned.
I'm going to lean over and whisper to Taz, and be like, why does he keep sending guys without heads? Stupid.
That seems like a terrible plan.
Sending a dwarf with a head?
Well, I thought I did, but when they come back, it's no longer there. But I think the reason that... Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have any information, or could you get information about, like, weak walls, maybe, you know?
Yeah, certainly. Do they have to, like, file plans with the city?
Yeah. Is there, like, a...
Get a zoning permit.
Is there a sewage system? You know, maybe we can, like, you know, go up. Yeah.
So, if
something
you're
like that.
For, If you're looking for general information about Ember, they are a large mining company that the Queen, in her estimable wisdom, has charged with chartering and managing the various mines located around Hope's Embrace. They are the central hub for that activity. Their wealth is perhaps greater than the city's itself, making them a difficult organization to manage from a political perspective. They are owned by the Rune Things, but run locally by the Rune Shields, a branch of the family. In terms of their perception among the community, it isn't great. They've been blamed for some ill fortune that have befell others. But I don't know how that broadly will help. However, why the governor believes you may succeed where others have failed is, I'm not attempting to insert you into their ranks. I'm merely trying to get you in and out of the building. Preferably in one piece and definitely in one night. As for a sewage system, there must be something, but Ember runs on an independent charter granted to them by the Queen, so unfortunately, their entire district is operated and run by members of the family. If you can imagine a map of the city, which surely we have in here. Why is there no map of the city in here? They have a kind of small section of it cut out for themselves in the northeast corner that they kind of run and operate as a quasi-independent community. Of course, everyone from the city is welcome, ostensibly, but in practice, very few people unrelated to the corporation spend very much time there. I do know. Well, sorry, go ahead.
When you say family, is it because they are they all like one race? Do you know what race that is?
There are outside members who are brought in from time to time, but predominantly it is run by a clan of dwarves.
What was the family's name?
The Rune Thanes are the ones who own the Ember Corporation. The Rune Shields are the local branch who run, like, the headquarters.
Exactly. Very unlikely you'll encounter a Rune Thane in your business with them, but they are the top-level ownership.
So if your goal is to just get us in and out, not insert us, do you have any idea at all of any path into the building?
Certainly. So, the headquarters itself is surrounded by a 15-foot wall with razor-sharp spikes installed on the top in an effort to keep the pigeons away. There is one entrance.
Hang on. This is the second time you've spoken about birds. What's with the birds around here?
I just like birds. I actually do really like birds, so I may bring it up too often.
Well, no, you said, so you're saying this is to keep the birds out, and earlier you said, like, what little birds there may be around, like, are they getting exterminated, or people fucking hate birds around here?
Roll a perception check.
I kind of assumed it was, like, tongue-in-cheek, like, the razors to keep pigeons away, quote unquote, but in reality it's like a defense.
Yeah, that's really it.
23.
Oh yeah, 23. Yeah, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, like, you know, to keep the pigeons away.
As he says that and does the quotation fingers, Amherst is still looking at him like waiting for the information. He doesn't get the fuck he meant at all. But he's
wait,
gonna just kind of like, okay.
Did you just roll a perception check for Kenny Whittington?
Let's move it along here.
That's fantastic. 15-foot walls. Two guards on the outside. I have arranged for them to be preoccupied whenever you should decide to approach the building. Beyond that, there are a few dogs that patrol the interior of the wall. Avoiding them would be best, as they can be quite noisy, and I can't guarantee my distraction will hold up.
I hate dogs.
Well, you are not in luck, because they are mean and rather large.
Do you have any information on their patrol schedule or, like, their rotation?
You know, the dogs are union, so they have to take 15 minutes.
Is it feasible that we could, like, squeeze past? Like there's a gap where we would be able to move quickly and get past them without like directly encountering them, or
as long as you're quick,
deal with them. Okay.
There are, as far as I can tell, three methods to enter the facility, and at this point, he is just going to lay out the map.
Because you finally found it.
Still didn't find the one I was looking for, but I did find this one.
Hey, Taz, with the dogs, we could, I'm thinking we could handle them like we did either in Ben's Creek or maybe even like in Marador.
Yeah, let's do Ben's Creek. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that better too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We'll have dinner.
So, once you're over the wall, or through it some way, you can see here, at the front, is the only entrance to the building. It is rather tightly locked, however, there are no external guards that we were able to locate, and we're fairly confident in our assessment. There are also windows on the first floor only, three on each side of the building, to the north, south, east, and west. They will be relatively simple to get into if you can remove the steel bars that are blocking them. The front door, the key to it is proven impossible to maintain. The Overmaster keeps the only key that I know of, and I just haven't been successful in getting it off of him. In addition, although you can't necessarily see it here, there is an underground artisanal smithy where they produce sort of limited run
gift shop items.
Yeah, just small trinkets, snow globes mostly, and
personalized license plates.
Just a lot of stuff like that. No, what am I? Prototypes. Prototype materials to show to potential customers. As far as I've been able to tell, the smokestack is clear at night. I can't guarantee there's no fire at the bottom, but it does not produce smoke. So any of those three methods would theoretically work, should you be able to undo the lock on the front door, or remove the bars from the windows, or shimmy your relatively live cells down the smokestack.
That was pretty funny. There's three windows on every side, which relatively easy to get into as long as you can get past the steel bars blocking them easily.
Oh, that is pretty easy, though.
But the Talier wants to ask him, the Overmaster, you said you haven't had luck getting the key off of him yet. Does he leave the compound? Like, is there somewhere he hangs out that maybe we could try our luck in convincing him to part with it?
A brothel?
A brothel, perhaps?
Well, you could try breaking into the Overmaster's home directly. He's not keen on public events or spending much time outside of his residence. He's a tenaciously paranoid man, much to my detriment. It's caused no small amount of frustration with his carefulness. I hear he only eats at McDonald's because they're the only ones who can guarantee his safety.
All right. I assume that's a reference to something. Fuck, I had a question about the Overmaster. Yeah, well, it'd be nice to know where his residence is. At the very least.
Certainly. And he's going to kind of give you, like, shorthand directions. It's hard to miss. You just take a ride at the Metal Horse, and then there's, like, a bar with this weird alligator out front. It's got, like, a hat on, and you go past that. There's...
Did you just describe gators?
Not on purpose, but I guess I did.
I'm not sure if it has a hat, but I feel like it does.
Zach remembered the question. Like, are we supposed to be stealthy here, or can we make some noise? Like, what's the expectation from the governor's perspective?
Well, I think the governor would like you to keep it as quiet as possible, but the mission's success is the critical component. Your two primary objectives are to obtain the information and to prevent the governor's name from being wound up in whatever fallout inevitably results.
If we get caught, do we die or do we go get arrested?
Well, I think that's up to you. Although, getting caught breaking into Ember, I don't know that there's much difference.
So we break in, we don't scream the governor's name.
Preferably not.
Okay. That'll be a little tough to do, you know, but...
That would be her.
I'm just always screaming the governor's name.
Yeah, I'm always screaming the governor's name, just like, in the name of crew. And then, you know, ever since I got into this city.
By order of Victoria Crew.
Yeah.
Wait, is she the governor or a member of the Peaky Blinders now? I can't.
I don't know. Cool. Well. Thank you for being useful this morning.
You're welcome. If there's anything else I can help you with, I'm glad to. You've but to ask me a question.
Oh, how much are we going to get paid for this?
Somebody finally asked the important question. The governor has authorized me to provide 5 gold pieces each in general compensation. In addition to that, of course, I would pay for any information or intel you could provide on the Ember Corporation itself.
This is out of character, but 5 gold pieces to infiltrate a fucking death trap that no one has been able to infiltrate to this point.
Make a counteroffer, sir.
A fucking lot more than that.
Taz is gonna be like that. Taz is gonna be like that. Sounds fucking great.
Yeah, I like
a lot of money,
dude. That's like 3 times what we made in the other place,
dude. This is the most money I've ever held.
How much are you gonna pay?
It depends on what information you can provide. I'm a fair man. When people prove themselves useful, I like to return the favor.
10 silver pieces for this information that I have not been able to get my hands on for years.
I say 5 titanium.
I have platinum.
What is the?
It's platinum.
Platinum. 5 platinum pieces.
I have 2 Werther's originals. 1 in the wrapper still.
Well, I've got some pocket lint, if you can get.
That is a steep price, and perhaps beyond my budget, but... Roll diplomacy.
Who's rolling diplomacy?
Well, Wesley gave the counter offer.
I'll try and aid. I'm not going to be able to aid. I'm going to try it anyways. I don't aid.
14 plus diplomacy 6. 14 plus 6, 20.
Hey.
20?
20 with no aid. Yeah, he's going to tell you, well, that is steep, but I can sweeten the pot. 10 gold each, and if you're successful on all fronts, I can find a bonus, I'm sure.
Okay, I want to look around it. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, he's just going to say, it may not be coin, perhaps, but it will be useful to you.
I'm just going to be looking, like, Taz and I are just going to be all giddy, like, fucking grabbing each other's shoulders, like...
Dude.
Okay, I turn back to Taldir.
That's
like,
almost too much
sound?
Money.
Yeah, Taldir will nod. I mean, he's not really in this for the money. Like, so, that's why it was insane to me that it was 5 gold pieces. Yeah, that's why I was out of character, but, like... It's still insane to me that it's 5 gold pieces per person to fucking infiltrate what amounts to like an unassailable compound that our master of spies hasn't been able to get into for years.
Well, level up, bro.
And I think, like, sensing this a little bit, I think he's going to be kind of like, I don't want to over or undersell this. In terms of our infiltration efforts, Ember's been largely cooperative, and while I have attempted to put people in their ranks, and this has not worked out, the corporate headquarters is largely a showpiece. The vaults and the mines themselves are where the real value is held. Ember won't be protecting this with the same, let's say, flair that they might if we were attempting to infiltrate their central vault, for instance. This is a quick job, in and out. It'll be challenging, but if I didn't think you could manage it, I wouldn't let the governor send you.
Well, thank you for that vote of confidence.
Yeah, you look tough. He's gonna kind of just like punch you on the shoulder a little bit. Like, go get him, slugger.
Taldir punches him back, but just like a little too hard.
Damn,
just like gives him a dead arm.
Nope. I saw that coming. That, yep. Okay, fair enough. Anyway, if there's nothing further, I will leave you to it.
Last night was fun, guys. It was a real calm night. You know, we made some friends, we drank, and then we all went to sleep. It was really, I had a good time with you guys last night.
All right, I guess no one's going to acknowledge that, so I'll just leave. And he just stands up and walks away from the table.
I'm going to not acknowledge that he said that either. He's like, yeah, you know what? That was a good time.
Yeah, I feel like it was just, you know,
all
we
right,
drank
bye, guys.
And went right to sleep. You know?
That guy's awesome. He's going to pay us way more than Dr. Burt.
Yeah, man. That shit's crazy.
Taldir's just going to look at him like they're freaking insane. Like, they're not... Like...
I mean, if he wants to pay us 5 gold, he must, like, really believe in us, you know?
Yeah.
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 Taldir... I think Taldir's looking at him, like incredulously, like... just baffled by like the naivete of it all, but like he also doesn't want to like ruin their fun, you know, like he doesn't want to like say anything, but he's just like floored by this.
In my head it's great because it's like we've got Amrys and Taz, who probably have never seen this amount of money in their entire lives and are just so pumped about it, and then Wesley who's probably just like, I don't know, what's that buy you, like an apple, some milk? Is that like a nice dinner out? I'm not sure.
It's a banana, Michael. How much could it cost? $10?
And then Taldir just watching it all around him. So yeah, Chaucer finally leaves after being roundly ignored for several moments. Where are you guys headed next?
Dr. Burton Onnell.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to turn back to where Chaucer was to ask him a question. I'm like, wait. Oh, did he leave?
Wait, where'd he go?
I left some time ago.
That's pretty rude. He just left.
No, nah, man, he's sneaky. While we were having breakfast. Probably his thing.
Oh, yeah, he's a spy.
Yeah, a master of spies, even.
Yeah.
He's the like, scythe of the night.
He's like Batman.
That's so quiet.
He's like Batman. There's just a scythe in the sky when they need him to do nothing.
Just leaning against a tree in the field. Somebody left the fucking tools out again.
Oh, shit.
Just cut to him in a carriage, and somebody's like, you didn't fucking tell them you were the scythe of the night again. That doesn't make you sound cool. It makes you sound like an asshole.
All right, so we're going to go see my boss. Let's go.
All right. So, as the party gathers themselves, you head out into the street, and you can see that it is already alive. The town kind of is most active in the morning and the evenings. People are out making purchases. Kind of you hear people like bartering, things like that. You see, as you walk down the roads, there are wagons being pulled through. A new retinue of settlers already arriving, already filling the city. And along the main drag, again, you see kind of a stretch of people who are kind of shouting their own kind of goods or political messages or religious messages, you know, extolling the virtues of their god or decrying the corruption of a city gone mad with money. You eventually are able to make your way to Old Town, which is kind of a segment that exists around the original oasis near kind of the southwestern corner of the city, right in the shadow of the main gate. Dr. Burton Onnell's shop is a small but handsome home that doubles as his kind of place of practice. You go in through the back and you see kind of a relatively stone, like a stone floor, bare walls. There are two tables. One has a body on it that's kind of like cut open with what do they call them, those things that like hold a chest cavity open?
It's called the chest cavity hold open tool.
It's one of those. Yeah. I blanked on the name, but
reverse clamp, right? Because a clamp doesn't clamp it.
Yeah, you're like a
I want to say extractor,
you,
but
you work in medicine or you're a drug dealer or something. Forceps.
Oh, is it forceps? That sounds
no. Forceps are like big tweezers, yeah. Or whatever. That's, right?
So he's got these big tweezers that are like turned upside down.
Yeah.
No,
I just keep wanting to say speculum, but I'm pretty sure that's the gyno tool. But it accomplishes the same thing, just on a smaller scale.
I think it's called a spreader.
Yeah, the spreader.
Chest cavity spreader.
A rib cracker.
Okay, we're back on the chest thing. That's good.
Yeah. When we walk in, do we see the doctor? Do we see Doc?
Yeah, he's kind of over at a like a sink. He's got a pail of water. He's sort of dipping his hands in and rubbing them together and splashing them off, wiping them down. And when he hears the door open, he kind of looks over. He's a tall, middle-aged man, like a very sharply trimmed, grayish brown beard, neatly combed hair, and just gonna kind of be like, ah, Taz, good to see you.
Dr. B.
Hey, how you doing? Yes. Dr. Burt.
Taldir's gonna look around and be like, what's that tool that you're using to hold open that man's chest called?
Oh, yes. It's a
rib spreader.
Chest holder opener. It's the medical sense. Name.
This is Taldir.
Makes sense.
A friend we made. And this is Wesley.
I believe the original Latin is chesticus openus. But yeah. I prefer the more informal name.
Ah, learned man, I see.
Yes. I speak a dead language on another world. That's how educated I am. But yes, sorry, I don't believe we've met. I am Dr. Burton Onnell.
Taldir, and he'll hold out his hand.
Taldir, nice to meet you.
And, Taz goes up to the table and just like...
Wesley.
Goes up, just starts looking inside the chest cavity as they introduce themselves.
Taz, careful. Wesley, nice to meet you. I see you've made the acquaintance of my associates.
I bet you could fit a bomb in there.
I was just thinking that.
Please.
Hey, look at these.
Please do not, please.
Hey, touch. I'm going to touch the rib spreader and it's going to like slant, like fucking close.
Well, no, it's not a booby trap. It's a medical device. It's.
I thought we could use that.
It's just.
I'm going to look to see if there's an extra one on the wall or something.
Can I look around the room for just anything cool?
Yeah, go ahead. Roll perception.
Doc, we need to break into a place that's unbreakable.
No, it's unbreakable.
It's unbreakable. Yeah.
I got 20, but not natural.
Oh, and okay. Then I'll hand him his silver. Well, all this, like, I tell him that. He's looking around and just hand him his money.
Thank you. Yes. And, Falk brought by the supplies, this morning, so I appreciate your efforts. I trust no one else with it. Wesley, as you're looking around, it seems to be a fairly standard lab. There's a lot of interesting things. You see, like, vials and beakers filled with, you know, odd-colored liquids, some... clean, some not. You see like a human, what appears to be a human heart in a jar. Other organs that have been collected, harvested on just shelves that line the wall. There's a variety of medical tools. They all seem to be placed correctly. It's not haphazard, but it is busy. There are things in... All of the spaces are dedicated to very specific tasks. And much of it is probably beyond even your education, which would be fairly substantial, I imagine.
Yes, I am smart.
Yeah. What's that, intelligence?
Just as a little thing, is he, the doctor, like very, not OCD? Well, yeah, I guess OCD, like, is everything kind of, like, almost, like perfectly aligned?
Yeah,
I would say,
yeah, he's almost the opposite of Taz in that way, where he's, like, very, again, not necessarily, like, OCD, but very, like, careful. Everything has a place. Every space has a function. Every, like, tool is, if not in use, like, clean.
Hold on. Kenny did something. Stop recording?
No, I'm sorry. No. I just thought of it. I really want a pair of these rib spreaders now. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was waiting.
Oh, okay.
Like in real life?
No. Oh. I mean, no.
I got very nervous about who I was playing this game with.
You might be.
You could hold a man's ribs like way open.
Yeah, you could. Imagine what you could do to their jaw.
Oh man!
Oh, no.
I'm gonna try to snag a set.
Okay.
But yeah, so if he's very well organized, like Taz, like as I'm walking through, I'm just gonna kind of like move things, just like randomly, not like everything, like make a mess, just like random things, like turn a jar, you know, move one of his little scalpels, just tilt it just slightly.
Wesley's going to pick up on this and just go and correct everything.
As they're fucking with everything, I'm going to try to make my move. I'm going to see if I...
It's like, it's not even a big crowded room, so Taz is just like walking around touching stuff, and he's like watching you go around the room.
Dude, I got an
he's like following behind, and he's just like... You could at least wait till I leave this time, Taz. Nat 20 to what?
To try to steal a fucking pair of rib spreaders.
Nat 20? You know what? I'm going to give it to you. While Fuck he's like yeah. following Taz and Wesley around the room, you know where things are. You work here on occasion, helping out.
Taldir's also just watching, just...
He's going to just be like, please stop. I need a report. What did you see? I've heard conflicting things. Some I can hardly believe, but despite your... And he's going to like, as you kind of like shift a thing on his like counter, he's going to like come by and just like grab it and correct it and be like, please, Taz. Despite these pranks, we'll call them, I trust your intellect. What did you see?
Oh, I mean, on the trip, we saw a bunch of stuff, a lot of sand.
Last night, specifically last night.
Last night? Oh, last night, nothing was uneventful. We made some friends, we drank, and then we went to sleep. Then nothing really happened.
You see, he's going to be kind of like disappointed, but not surprised in that way that like everyone who's had children is comfortable looking.
I'm like stuffing that into my bag and be like, oh, would you tell him about that weird chick?
Weird chick? There was no weird. Oh, Kenwick? I think there was a guy named Kenwick who was a buddy.
I'll step in. I don't think Taz really remembers that whole part. He was pretty drunk. But we actually fought this lady. She walked in normal and then she like just morphed into this really weird creature.
Oh, so that wasn't a dream?
No.
I don't know. I think it's great content. We should keep talking in circles about it. He's gonna just be like, yes, that is very specifically what I'm talking about. I was informed by the sheriff that the governor would like me to provide some assistance, but I need to know your experience. What do you mean she transformed?
She got all like,
if I remember correctly, she drank something, right?
I don't know. Her bones like cracked and popped and she got longer. And then we fucking shot her.
And like her teeth and stuff were... She just looked weird.
I do remember her ribs came out of her mouth. Right? Or was that just me?
I think her teeth just got big.
Oh.
I'm going to look over at Taldir like... Right?
No.
Did she drink something?
Taldir's going to be like... Taz was right. Her ribs came out of her face.
Ha!
Yes. Fascinating.
Oh, maybe I was the one dreaming.
Wait, but did she drink something? I don't remember. Or did she just walk in and just transform?
Did she drink what we were drinking? No, we were all drinking.
No, some people came up to our table, asked if we were looking for Vale. Specifically, if I was looking for Vale. I was. And then he said, well, she can tell you all about him. And then she transformed.
Did she tell you anything after she transformed?
No, she just made a lot of
English.
Sounds of pain.
Oh.
Yeah. So she did, she took it looked like a, like, rather large silvery pill that she ate and then transformed. So very similar, yeah, she did ingest something. He's going to say, it's very distressing. Look, come over here. The body, you were just, for lack of a better term, playing with, Taz.
Yeah.
He's going to kind of point to it, and you can see inside the organs are, like, shredded and just almost like strands of mucus spread around inside the body cavity. And he's going to say, this transformative effect is similar but more mild than what you're describing. This was recovered from a man who survived the initial experience at the bathhouse, but succumbed to whatever this is rather quickly. It appears to be heavily based in void energy, but is not exactly arcane. Miss Nixon, I am vaguely aware of your lineage from the governor. Would you mind donating a vial of blood so that I may use it to compare the properties found in the corpse with the energy that exists in your own cells?
Mm.
You feel a prick, and I'm already like pulling blood.
No, I grab his hand and I stop him, and then I get my other hand and I like throw him back.
Oops!
Get the fuck out of here. I'll allow you to take a little bit, but then after you're done examining it, I'm gonna destroy everything. But I'm gonna watch you examine it, so you have to do it right here, right now.
Okay, of course. And he's going to kind of take just a vial, draw a small amount of blood, and you guys spend a little bit of time as he does this examination. And at the end of it, he hands over just like a little wooden, like, cigar box kind of thing filled with the, like, slides and petri dishes and whatever remains in the vial. And just say, thank you, Ms. Nixon. I believe what I found should be very helpful. If you feel the need to destroy it, please do. But I could perhaps use it to derive even more information. Of course, it is your blood, so here you are. And he's going to hand you the box back.
Thanks.
Of course. Now, if you stumble upon any more of these transformed creatures, please collect a sample for me and bring it back with you. I can use it to enhance my analysis. You've been incredibly helpful already. I really believe that this may be the breakthrough that we've been waiting for.
And wait, do I just put it together that what? He's calling me a monster?
Well, I think he he knows, and you can decide how you interpret this, that Damphirs have that same... They switched it up, so it's no longer... What was it originally? The dark energy? Negative energy.
Mm.
There's no... Pathfinder 2nd Edition in the remaster got rid of negative and positive energy and went to Void and... Spirit, I think so. So he would know that you have a lineage which is naturally infused with void energy as a Damphir.
Okay. Then okay. I won't be insulted.
You mentioned that it was very insightful. What did you learn?
You weren't watching, Taldir? You didn't learn anything from...
I'm not a scientist. Damn it, Jim!
I can't be entirely certain, but looking at Miss Nixon's cells, there is a level of stability, of evenness, like you would expect to find in human blood or dwarven blood or any other natural creature's blood. It is different than my own, but stable and distinct across all of the samples and specimens I took. When I examined the blood of what remains of the blood of this poor individual, it is wildly indistinct. There is some stabilizing element that prevents the void energy that is natural within Miss Nixon's soul from similarly destroying the organic matter that it helps to fuel. What that exact mechanism is, unfortunately, I was not able to ascertain, but it's still one step in figuring out how these creatures are or these people are being transformed into creatures.
Do you know who the people are who have changed? Because, I mean, they're taking a pill or they're taking, like, a tablet, so they have to... Like, are they willingly giving themselves up? Do you know that?
Yes. I do not yet, but that is an interesting wrinkle. It is not something that we have heard from the victims at the bathhouse, so... I mean, if we are able to find evidence of this pill, then I would be one step closer to discovering the mechanism by which this transformation is delivered.
What exactly happened at the bathhouse? We keep hearing that. I thought it was just an isolated attack similar to what we experienced at the tavern, but now it sounds like there were many casualties, potentially?
Yes, unfortunately there were. The bathhouse is run as a public service by the Arcanum. Several days ago, the clientele fell violently ill, many of them dying immediately. Those that fled did not make it far. A few survived a handful of days. This person on my table here now is the last survivor to finally pass, succumb to the transformations occurring within his body.
I like to go up to the person who's lying on the table and smell inside his mouth, and if, like, his throat is open, just to see if I could smell, like, any kind of chemical or any kind of something that's familiar to me.
All right, go ahead and roll a perception check.
I'm going to ask the doc, hey, doc, so what did all these people turn into?
Well, that's the curious part. The individual that you encountered seems to have transformed significantly. The victims at the bathhouse, some of them developed shriveled limbs or claws. A few of them grew pustules or developed strange eyes, fangs, but most of them simply withered, and their corpses became husks, much like this one. Devoid of all life.
Do you think someone put something in the water?
Well, it is a possibility that should be explored.
You can say whatever you want, Tez. You still got to drink your water. I tell you all the time. You can't only drink alcohol.
Never touch the stuff.
I can't say
fish,
no.
Fucking it.
If you offer me a drink, I can't be rude. Okay?
How'd that go, Wesley?
16.
16, yeah. You kind of, like, spurred by your curiosity, approach this body. You see the mouth somewhat open, and you kind of, like, lean in, and it just smells like rotten pork. Like, nothing you recognize in any positive way. It's just a rapidly decaying human body.
Just as I suspected.
It is literally rotten food to you.
Ew, gross. This is for poor vampires. I'm just
She strikes again.
Well.
We appreciate your time, Doctor. Is there any other relevant information you can think to give us?
Or a job?
I don't think so, but I do think that we should continue this next time. Please join us next week as we roll bravely on. No. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Appreciate you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
See ya.
Adios.
Good morning.
Good night, or good morning.
Good night.
Good.
Say it.
Salutation.
Say it.
So long. Farewell.
International.
Roll Bravely is a fan production featuring the Pathfinder 2nd Edition role-playing system and is created for entertainment purposes only. All characters, adventures, and interpretations of game mechanics are our own creation and do not represent official Pathfinder content. Pathfinder and all related trademarks are owned by Paizo Inc. We are not affiliated with nor endorsed by Paizo Inc. Game content may include fantasy violence, mature themes, and improvised gameplay that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Thank you for listening, and please join us next time as we roll bravely on.